This is a podcast from thebuglepodcast.com.
The Bugle, audio newspaper for a visual world.
Hello, Buglers, and welcome to Bugle 187, sub-episode Alpha. We're off this week because John's on holiday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've just got shit to do. Got to stick up a shelf with me.
Yeah.
And instead we're doing a Q&A, and you have submitted questions to the Bugle Twitter feed and on Facebook. And we are going to attempt to answer as many as possible in the short time available.
And it turns out that asking Buglers for questions, Andy, is waving a red rag in front of a very eccentric bull.
That's right. I'll put it... I put a thing up on the at Hello Buglers Twitter feed and have received, it seems, about 200 questions in 2 hours. Chris, you stuck something up on Facebook.
Yes.
And have received a similar amount.
Yeah, and I'm really, really thinking about quitting.
Staring off the edge of a cliff of sanity. Well, pull out some questions, Andy.
Hang on.
I'm happy to answer any of them and all of them.
John, what's your favourite breed of horse? That's from Shane Porter.
My favourite breed of horse? Good question. I guess a grey horse. that's the only breed of horse I know, the grey ones. So, which was... what horse was that one that had a movie made about it that Spider-Man rode?
Seabiscuit.
Spider-Man rode...
Seabiscuit. What kind of horse... Seabiscuit, that's my favourite breed of horse. The Seabiscuit horse.
Yeah.
Any horse that has Spider-Man riding it and making people cry is fine by me.
Well, there's been some breaking news today that, today as we record, way back in distant history as you listen to this, the Archbishop of Canterbury is stepping down. And this question from Greg Jenner, can lapsed Jews be the Archbishop of Canterbury? If so, let's drop the schmaltz and bring on the zolts.
Well, look, if it's not for your campaign to be Archbishop, Andy, it's got to be for your campaign to be something. Drop the schmaltz, bring on the Zoltz.
Well.
Andy Zoltzman for IOC Olympic Commissioner.
Well, I mean, also, are all Christians not technically lapsed Jews? I mean...
Well, Andy, that's definitely the Jewish view
of
that.
St. Paul, yeah. Founder of the...
Yeah.
Or was it Peter or Paul who founded the...
God, you're a terrible Jew.
Well, no, that's after the relevant bit, isn't it? That's when it gets into the creative writing stage rather than the God-given truth stage, isn't it? That's just someone's, you know, little story project.
Well, I guess in relation to the question, Andy, I wouldn't bring that up at your job interview for Archbishop of Canterbury.
Anyway,
that's the creative writing stage.
The point is, St. Peter, lapsed Jew.
Yeah.
Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Pope number one.
Yeah.
Pope hashtag one.
Yeah. Lapsed Jew.
Lapsed Jew.
Okay.
So I don't see why I could not be the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Well, it's a bold interview technique move, Andy.
Yep.
But, you know, who knows? It could be successful. It might separate you from the pack.
I'm not sure I could... I think the hat might suit me, actually.
I think that's probably true. You just got to hope it doesn't make you look too much like you're in the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah. I should try one on. That might be a good idea.
Unforgivable.
What? Who would win in a fight, asks Tom Ward. John or Andy?
What kind of fight, Andy?
Well, I know it just says a fight. There are actually quite a few on this similar questions. Who would win in a fist fight between you and me?
Well, I don't know, Andy. I guess there's only one way to find out, and that is to put on some music, strip to the waist, and wrestle in front of a fire like God intended.
It's what us Brits do, isn't it?
That's how we settle every argument. Yeah.
The oh-so-curly one. Right, what's the funniest thing Horace or Matilda has ever said, my children?
What do you reckon?
Well, I'd say probably when my daughter was still less than 2 years old.
Yeah.
And she said to me, grow up, Daddy.
I remember that.
That was
both very funny and a very good point. I thought, that kid's smart. That's a perceptive child. Look, I need a more mature role model if I'm to grow properly.
on that note, Ian Hayden's got a kind of comedy joke here, which mm-hmm. is technically funnier, the cock or the balls?
Ooh, that is a good question. I mean, that is almost like a, you know, Buddhist philosophy.
What are we talking about?
Question.
Is this former New York Mayor Ed Cox we're talking about?
or current Liberal Democrat Ed Balls?
is Labour, John. You've been out of the cab. I mean, it's only a label, really. But
The cock or the balls, I mean, they're both extremely amusing.
Yeah.
I mean, both benefit the other as well. I guess they're greater than the sum of their parts. I'd probably say separate balls.
Big Chief Gra asks, isn't the internet great? Can we start a Bugle political party? You should be co-prime ministers.
Mm.
That ain't going to happen.
That's not going to happen for good reasons, Andy.
Very good economic and political reasons. Plus, John's just too busy. No, the filming schedule won't
happen. Can't do it. Smurfs 2 might be happening.
Whilst Hello from Tynorth asks, if you were to melt down Ed Miliband for scrap, what would you make from the resulting molten liquid?
Well, first I'd remove that if and replace it with a when, Andy. I guess I'd build an Ed Miliband series of action figures. I'd build 1,500 Ed Miliband action figures for children.
All in kind to of put them to sleep. Different poses. Slightly annoying, the groundless grandstanding pose.
Yes. Dan, I'll give it away with McDonald's Happy Meals.
Yeah, and the slogan, this man is too young to be a political leader. Don't get a proper job. Mr. Nickinit. This is the thing with Twitter names. They sound all like stupid horse names.
Mm-hmm.
Asks, and this is something you might be able to answer, is Rick Santorum really as mad as a bag of hammers as he seems? How long before Armageddon if he gets elected to the big job?
He is mad as a bag of hammers. I won't be around. If he gets to be President of the United States, I won't be around to see Armageddon, Andy, because I will have thrown myself into the Grand Canyon. So you'll have to let me know in the afterlife.
Right.
Yeah.
Will there not be quite a traffic jam trying to get to the Grand Canyon?
Well, I also I think I'd be in real trouble, because we did a piece at the first Republican debate where I held up, we were doing it like it was a horror movie, and I held up a cross into Rick Santorum's face in the press room and started chanting, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." And I remember seeing his face, and it was the face of a man who was definitely not amused by it. I was removed from the press area after that. So I think I'm probably on some kind of list.
Right.
Best case scenario, I get a full tax audit. Worst case scenario, it's the chair, Andy.
Mid case scenario, deportation.
Andy, James Edge wants to know if there'll be a sequel to The Congressman's Penis.
It's a franchise, Andy.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not in my hands. That's, I guess, those who end up digging up John Grisham's backyard to find what's been buried underneath. You know, if there's more manuscripts. It's like Oxyrhynchus.
Fair point.
Funny more so. Sean T. Ellis writes, will you mention my friend Alex Terse? I'm trying to get his name on every podcast I listen to, so he thinks I'm stalking him. No, we won't do that. Absolutely.
The name Alex Terse will never be mentioned in a podcast under
Alex
my
Terse.
Watch. Fuck you, Terse.
Borough Clough asks, what's your favourite cheese?
Good question. I like cheese. Now, you're going to go a long way, Andy, to beat a good Parmesan.
Yep.
It ain't just about sprinkling on pasta, Andy.
Yeah. Well, that's a multi-purpose cheese, the Parmesan, isn't it?
Strong team player.
Yeah.
And yeah, also, it's a flair player on its own, but it'll do a job for you.
Yeah. And excellence, you know, sliced into a salad. I mean, there's very few salads that can't be improved.
That's what I'm talking about. It's basically... Parmesan is the Iniesta of cheeses, Andy. It's an unsung hero, and it's technically perfect.
Yeah. But it's just floats into spaces that you don't even know exist your diet.
What about you, Andy? I mean, you're a man who's eaten almost an entire brie on a dare.
That's right. Well, I don't know. I like an époisse, John.
Yeah, what is that?
That's a kind of soft, mouldy number.
It
generally comes in a little wooden round box.
Is that a room clearer?
That is a room clearer. Yeah, that can definitely vacate a premises.
It's a funky cheese. It's the George Clinton cheese, right?
That's right. Yeah, it looks like a really comfortable mattress until you eat it.
It tastes like a really uncomfortable mattress.
Elizabeth Tate George has got an ambiguous question here.
Yeah.
How did Andy find America? And I don't know if that's geographically or in terms of enjoyment.
Well, that's both ways, Andy. How did you find America?
Well, I just looked down out of the plane, said, pilot, land me there.
That'll do. Oh, shit, that's Newfoundland. Yeah, no, a little bit further, please. A little bit further.
That's Mexico. Too far. Back.
And what about how do you find it in general, Andy?
It's awesome, mate.
Yeah, it's the greatest country in the world. Yeah. Number one. Number one.
They haven't learned how to say math.
Doesn't matter. Don't need to.
Or sport.
Don't need...
Yep. That's plural. Math. Singular. What is up with you people? You are monsters.
Don't need to say words accurately, Andy.
Right.
Not when you have the amount of hot dogs that are in this country.
Hot dogs and nuclear weapons. Yeah. Means that you can play fast and loose with language.
Sure is. You want to call me on that?
Yeah, no, it's been good. I have eaten too much red meat.
Yeah, well,
but
that's in the eye of the beholder. The beholder being a doctor looking at a scan of your stomach.
This question from Kendra's Rule asks, is it okay to teach one's baby to high-five before he can even talk? I'd say not only okay, I'd say it's essential.
It's advisable.
I taught my baby to flip John the Bird. It was 2 weeks old.
Yeah, you taught the bird before you taught the high-five before you taught speech. So, yeah, you wanted your kids to be able to send a message early on.
Yeah. So, get them, train them up early.
Yep.
We're going to go a bit blue here, John. This is from Kevbo the Toe.
Yeah.
What does Rick Santorum think of whilst sexing his wife? And that, is that sexing as in the veterinary sense, determining the gender of...
I think that is exactly what it is. Yeah.
I mean, we need to know, surely. Yeah. I mean, America's already made one mistake,
yes,
of electing a Kenyan Muslim to be president.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't want to make another mistake of electing a man who's married another man,
mm-hmm,
who's then given him multiple children.
I think that is just how much Rick Santorum is against equal rights for gay people, Andy. He checks his wife's gender every time he walks in the door, just to be sure he doesn't want to be breaking God's completely unwritten law.
So I don't know. I mean, it's hard. I don't know. I'd imagine he just thinks of Jesus whilst engaged in the procreative act.
I think he probably thinks of Jesus or Stanley Matthews. But Jesus, then, I mean, the line between those two is just wafer thin.
Jesus, Stanley Matthews, and tax breaks for the rich. Oh, yeah. No wonder they got so many kids. Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. John's got to go off and do an interview. But, I've quite enjoyed that. We might do that again next time we have a week off. Thanks for all your questions. Sorry we've not been able to answer more. But, you know, John's in showbish. He's got to go talk to a man about a dog.
That's right. And by the time you get back to our apartment, Andy, God, I'm even already calling it our apartment, all of your possessions are going to be inside my dog's stomach.
That's right.
You're going to be flying back light, my friend.
I'm going to be flying back in a collar.
I picture you guys in bunk beds. It's lovely.
That's it.
Thanks very much for listening, Buglers. Goodbye.
Bye!